We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. It is the fourth and final quarter this week. He is Ross Tucker. He is Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. We are going to talk about Penn State's Pro Day. They had a whole bunch of guys, 21 of them to be exact, that are Penn State guys that were at State College earlier this week for Pro Day. Some of them working out, some of them enhancing their combine. A couple guys.
Were you there, Bob?
I was there.
Do they have can anybody go to that?
No. No, it was like, unless you were affiliated with a team, affiliated with a player, like a family member, or you were an agent or media, that was pretty much it.
Okay, so it's not like an open.
No.
Got it. But there's still a lot of people there,
yeah,
I imagine.
It was still pretty crowded in there.
Yeah. So there were a couple guys that didn't do anything. Mike Gesicki didn't
he
do
He ran any- some routes.
Did he run some routes?
Yeah, no, he looked good.
Saquon Barkley did not do anything.
No.
Because he had to. So then the follow-up to that was ESPN took it upon themselves to sort of on Wednesday to put the headline up there dogging it around Saquon Barkley. There were conversations on Outside the Lines. It was on SportsCenter. The ESPN person that was in State College and had Barkley for an interview actually asked him about it because he didn't do anything. That was the thing. They were saying, did he hurt his draft status or something? And his thing was there was really nobody there to watch me. There were no running backs coaches there. So, but I just wanted to get your guys' take on the thoughts of Saquon Barkley dogging it. You can go ahead, Ross, because you've got the NFL ties.
I mean,
to me, it was just
like I
ludicrous.
I feel like we, to be honest with you, even talking about something like this,
stupid.
That's so stupid.
We're done.
Well, you know, in all sincerity, I think this is what they want.
Right.
This is where sports media has gone to, where it's like, throw up something that will get a reaction, even if it's so far-fetched and so ridiculous. And that's what's happened now. And then everybody feels compelled to say, I don't think it's a big deal that he didn't do anything. I don't think – of course it's not a big deal he didn't do anything. Of course he shouldn't have done anything. And to anybody that thinks otherwise – it's ridiculous. I don't really believe that anybody thinks otherwise.
Yeah.
I think they just make it up. Look, there are multiple people in the world now that get paid millions of dollars a year to say things that they don't believe.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that sometimes these people say things that they don't believe, but they know it will be. They look at themselves as entertainers now more so than – now I would have a tough time looking at myself in the mirror, but I'm sure they justify it with, I'm an entertainer. I know what works. I know what gets ratings. People like me. People tune in, or people don't like me, whatever the case might be. And I'm providing for my family at a very high level. You know, you can justify anything in life. It just depends on how you want to go about it.
Guy blew up the combine. I don't think there was one running backs coach.
There was not.
In at Pro Day. Not one. So right. I don't know who he was going to work out for after the combine. And this is what really upsets me is in the bowl game, when guys are bailing 30 minutes before kickoff, Denzel Ward for Ohio State, just, nope, not going to do it. Just not going to play. Saquon Barkley played in that bowl game, and in the fourth quarter when it was tight, after the split carries for the first half of the game, he was on the field making plays for that team, putting his body at risk. There is no question about the fact that he was not dogging it. He's never dogged it. And it's just ridiculous. What Ross said is right. This was clickbait. That's all it is.
To be honest with you, I don't really remember there being that much conversation about Denzel Ward. It's
there
like
wasn't.
They told us right before the game, and then Ohio State killed him, and nobody cared. Yeah. And
it's almost accepted.
Not just him, but I mean other people.
There would have been a lot more conversation if Ohio State lost the game.
Yeah.
Probably. But they won, so it was like, all right, who cares?
I mean, it was a 1 year quick thing with guys skipping the bowl games.
Guys returning kicks his senior year, running back kickoffs. You know, didn't have to do that. I mean, he's never really dogged it in his life. He leads by example in the weight room. I mean, you know, talk about the guy's lived in a fishbowl. He's not really done anything wrong. So I think that's just ridiculous. There wasn't one running backs coach right. at a pro day.
For, with good
so
reason.
So what do you want? What do you want Barkley to do? He said, "I was, you know, if you wanted me to run routes, I was going to do that, but no one showed up, so
why bother?
Yeah,
why bother? All right, let's talk about some of the guys that were there and did some stuff. Deshaun Hamilton had to run. We've talked about that for a couple of weeks. That he ran a 4.52 in the 40. Did he help it, under a lot of pressure? This was it. Did he help himself? Did he?
Without question.
Yeah,
I think they all did. I mean,
yeah, I don't think they hurt themselves at all.
I don't remember hearing a negative. I mean, I guess the only thing was Christian Campbell still didn't run.
He did run. He did.
Oh, I thought
he ran a 4.51. He just didn't. He didn't. It wasn't the time that he wanted, but he was happy that he said his hamstring was tight, but he wanted to run and show them.
Oh, okay.
He ran a 4.51.
He didn't run because of
Kabinda
his.
Kabinda was the guy who hasn't run yet. He did not run. He did some drills, but he didn't actually run a 40.
Because he's got a hamstring too.
Yeah, or? It looked like his legs were barking a little bit. He didn't run, but yeah, Hamilton. Somebody had him at 4.47 on the first time.
Right.
4.51 or 4.52 on the second. Campbell did run a 4.51, and that, you know, that's not great, but that's not bad. And I think he's capable of better. He also, they had the video of him doing the vertical.
Yes.
41 inches, and he did it with ease. The only thing I'll say about Christian is he was talking about his hamstring being tight. And he's not brittle. You know what I mean? I just hope he doesn't.
That's a good term.
I hope he is not one of those players that has to be 100% to play every week, because you're never really 100%. Yeah, especially in the NFL, and I just think that's one thing. If you're an NFL team, you have a little bit of a reservation about.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. We're wrapping up this week's show. We're talking about Penn State's Pro Day from earlier this week. We've got Ross here. Bob was up there. Let me ask you, Saeed Blacknall.
4.39 40.
Just 4.39 40.
It looked like Superman in like warm-ups.
6'2", 210 pounds, ran a 4.39 40.
I think he's going to be great. I think anybody that likes Saeed Blacknall really knows what they're talking about. For those of you that can't see us, which is all of you, by the way, our boss, Jim Galante, the head of the Keystone Sports Network, he is a big Saeed Blacknall fan. Yep. So that's why I was saying that. You know, there has been a history, we've talked about this before, of Penn State guys that have more success in the NFL than they did in college.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them.
You know, Kenny Watson comes to mind. Dave Zott, you know, comes to mind.
How about Cameron Wake?
Oh, gosh. he's the number one example.
What about Adrian Amos?
Yeah, he had a pretty good career.
Okay.
At Penn State. But there has been a history of those guys, and there's a chance that Blacknall's the next guy. The difference, I think, is those other guys, Watson, Zott, they just kind of got lost in the shuffle playing time-wise or position. Like, Zott was D-line and O-line. Kenny Watson, they moved back and forth between wide receiver and running back.
Right.
But it wasn't an off-field stuff. It wasn't like other things. Blacknall, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, it's been discipline issues and injury
correct.
Stuff.
Yep.
It's a bad combo.
It's a very bad combo.
I mean, that's the combo that NFL teams just have no tolerance for. That's a bad, you know, they don't want to get a guy that's hurt all the time and or a guy that, you know, you have to babysit or you have to worry about. And that's a bad combo. He didn't switch positions. He didn't get lost in the shuffle. I mean, he evidently did, but I'm still surprised, though. I will be honest. I'm surprised he didn't get more playing time last year.
Yeah. He, you know, DeAndre Tompkins moved right past him at the start of the year, and then you didn't know if he was injured a little bit or something was going on, and then midseason he was starting to start, but when he was on the field, I mean, the ball, he was just never the guy that
right.
the ball went to, and I know a lot of it was, you know, Gesicki and the DeAndre Tompkins, and Juwan Johnson was emerging, and there's
Barkley's
a lot of options,
there.
But I just, you know... You know, the guy that he reminds me a little bit of is Ohio State had a player that the Cowboys drafted named Noah Brown, and he made his career at Ohio State. He played really well when they won at Oklahoma, and he made this ridiculous catch off his helmet, and he's almost built exactly like Saeed Blacknall. He went in the seventh round, but I always thought that guy should have been dominant in games after that, and he wasn't.
The thing about Blacknall is, can they resist it? or will they resist it?
In the seventh round, someone should absolutely roll the dice on him. It's a boom or bust pick, but the upside's obviously there.
The one thing that always stuck out to me was, and it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with Trace or a problem of Trace. It didn't seem like Trace looked to get him the ball. In other words, maybe there was a trust issue there, a practice thing where they weren't. He wasn't working hard in practice.
Like, we don't know that.
But we don't know that, but it looked like that on the field because if Trace wants to get you the ball, Trace is going to look at you and get you the ball. You know what I mean? Or find the option. But it just never seemed like Saeed Blacknall was being force-fed the ball, except for the Big Ten Championship game. All right. I want to ask you about Marcus Allen. Has he gotten kind of lost in the shuffle, do you think, Ross, a little bit? In terms of, you know, he did well at the combine, but he didn't do great.
He didn't run.
He ran. So he ran on pro day. I want to say it was
4.59.
4.59. Just broke 4.6. When they put him through like the agility drills and tracking the ball, it just looks like he is really somebody who just wants to hit somebody. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think the scouts want to see, like, what do we have in coverage with this guy? Like, right. What can we do with him if we draft him? What are his limitations? How will his move? Can he flip his hips? All that stuff. What is his range like? Can he track the ball? One career interception at Penn State against Georgia State. I think there's some legitimate concern about is he really a guy that can help you, you know, when it's third and long?
Yeah, I think he's in a tough spot. I think he's a scheme specific guy that somebody would look and say, This guy's going to be a box safety for us all the time, or this guy's going to be a nickel linebacker for us all the time and specifically fill that role. The problem with that is if you're not great in coverage as a safety, at the NFL level, even if you're a nickel linebacker, they're going to get you matched up on running backs or tight ends, and I'm not sure he's great at doing that. There's a guy I played with in Dallas named Roy Williams.
Mm.
He was a top 10 pick.
Yeah. Boomer Sooner.
He was a phenomenal player as a rookie.
Yeah, I remember.
He made so many big plays as a blitzer, as a tackler in the hole. He was a turnover machine, but then people figured out how to get him isolated in coverage, and he went from like Pro Bowl to out of the league in a year. He couldn't cover anybody.
Right.
And it was just over. And so now they figured out how to exploit those matchups. I think that does not bode well for Marcus Allen. I would imagine he goes lower than people think he'll go.
One good thing for him is he ran a 1.52 in his split for 10 yards.
Yeah.
That's explosive. I mean, that means he gets off. The other guy, last real quick, I thought Curtis Cothran helped himself. Did 26 reps, ran a 4.85 at 285 pounds. I thought he helped himself a lot. So, all right, thank you, gentlemen. That'll do it for this week. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, everybody at the Keystone Sports Network. Have a good weekend, everybody. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA home insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.